Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This past week on WGN TV Morning News, I talked live with Oscar winner Jennifer Hudson. This is her performance from the movie Dreamgirls, for which she won an Academy Award. She's also a Grammy winner, of course, one of Chicago's very own. In 2008, her family suffered a tragedy that I can't even imagine recovering from. The murder of her mother, her brother, and her little nephew, Julian D. King, who was only 8 years old at the time and was murdered. A horrible tragedy for Jennifer and for her sister, Julia, whose son was little Julian. Since then, Jennifer and Julia put on what they call a Hatch Day celebration every year. Little Julian used to call his birthday Hatch Day, the day that he was hatched. And they throw this party to try to turn this tragedy into something positive. And they give away school supplies to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who show up at different community centers. This week it was at the Bellevue Baptist Church at 107th and Halsted in Chicago. And people were lined up for blocks. They got backpacks and school supplies and all kinds of things to, you know, sort of try to get them on the right foot to get back to school. Before the event, we were able to sit down and talk both with Julia and also with Jennifer, as we have for lo these many years. I'm guessing that neither of you can just even believe that this is 9 years strong.
No, as you were saying it, I'm like, 9 years. It just shows how time flies, and I don't know where time went. That's all I can say, but it's a blessing to still be here 9 years later and still, you know, giving to our community.
Yeah. Julia, we've talked about this so many times, but the reason that Hatch Day got started, honoring your son, Julian, who passed away with many of the other members of your family, it's something that your family wanted to do to give back to other kids, right?
Right. Well, Jennifer was like, she wanted me to have something to look forward to. So she was like, oh, how about we do, you know, we started with the Christmas, and then we was like, oh, well, his birthday is right before school starts back, and since he loves to learn, he loves to give, we thought it would be perfect to do school supplies and give him his Hatch Day, because he always wanted a Hatch Day. So it's from the heart.
You know? The other thing, a lot of the volunteers here have T-shirts that say Happy 18th Birthday. I cannot believe that Julian would have been 18 this year.
He would have been 18 this year, and I woke up thinking that this morning, like, oh my God, he would be legally grown right now, right. Probably driving us around somewhere.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Well, it's what the legacy is wonderful, but the gun violence that took his life and your mother and other family members' lives, it's worse than ever in the country. I mean, it must be something that you both reflect on right now, that other families are going through similar losses that your family went through.
You know, yes, every single time it's like reliving it over again. And of course your heart can't help but to go out to each and every family and individual that it happens to, because it's something not a single soul could ever predict or be prepared for, you know. So hopefully we can be an example to know, for them to know, you know, there are others like you and you can carry on and show them ways to honor their lost loved one's memory.
Yeah, and it's more than tangible through the years how both of you have turned a tragedy into something positive. And I guess that's really the only way that you can look at this, right?
That's how I feel about it. And then I feel like the devil took enough. He don't need to steal our joy. He can't have nothing else. So and every time we do something like this, we make him mad. But my thing with the gun violence is, I would say, don't wait until it happens to you.
Right.
Try to find a solution now. Like, we all need to come together, like we're here today, to try to find a solution to curb some of this, because it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
Yes.
Just on a career note for you, the trailer for the movie Cats is out there. I'm so looking forward to seeing you in that. Are you done shooting that? Is that finished?
It is finished, and it will be out this Christmas or holiday
December
season?
December 20th.
December 20th. Yes, sir. It's coming. I'm Grizabella.
Yeah. Was it fun to do?
It was a lot of fun. It was probably the most unique filming experience I've ever had, and a huge learning process. And it's something I'm very proud of and that every cast member put a lot of work into. So we're all very proud of it.
Yeah. And have you started work on the Aretha movie?
I am currently in pre-production for the Aretha biopic as well. And it's yet another project that's probably the biggest challenge of my life. But I'm taking a hit on, and I'm giving Aretha every bit of my all and my heart.
Yeah, now even though Aretha handpicked you to do this, it's got to still be very intimidating to take on the life of somebody so bigger than life.
Yes, you said it best. And every day, every time I try to approach it, I get overwhelmed. Like, what a life. What a life is, and it's what a legacy. And that's why I take it so dearly. And I really want to give it every bit of my all because she deserved that.
Yeah.
And she gave us so, so much.
Yeah. I can't think of a concert where I had so much fun this summer than Jennifer Hudson at Ravinia.
Thank you.
Bringing down the house.
Thank you.
Was that so much fun for you? As I was telling you before we got started, I felt like I was at Jennifer's house hanging out with her friends.
Good.
Who could sing and just,
that's
what it felt like to me.
I like the crowd, no matter how big it is. I like to make it feel as intimate as possible. And as a child, for me, it was always my dream to be like, ooh, could I sing? So I always like to make a point to incorporate the crowd. And I find it that even as a singer, I don't want to sit and listen to somebody sing for 2-3 hours. So, but I would like it. I do like it when we can all be a part of the moment because it's an experience for both sides, not only the performer, but the audience as well. So I like to incorporate everyone and make sure we're all involved in some way.
Yeah. People are still talking about the show itself. But the way that you started the show, you didn't come on from backstage. You came from the lawn on Ravinia and walked into the pavilion, shaking hands with people and just singing with people. It made you feel so at home.
I love that. That's what it's about. Here at J-Hub Productions, we take care of our own and we do consider
you
our own.
You
know, so I love to incorporate everyone and I like to know who people are.
Yeah.
So that's why I wanted to get close to them.
Of course, my favorite moment was when you're walking down the aisle and approaching me. You noticed me.
Yes, I did.
And said hello while you were still singing. And for some reason, I don't know why I did this. This is what I did. I bowed. I kissed your hand. I don't know why. My friend's like, did you just kiss her hand? It's like, yes, I did. She's royalty to me.
Thank you. I'll take it. Thank you.
Jennifer, thank you for everything.
Thank you for having me.
It's always so great to see you.
Always good to see you. You can kiss my hand.
Yeah, see, now she wanted me to kiss her hand. That's my new thing now. When I interview celebrities from now on, I'm going to start kissing their hand. That's going to be my new trademark gesture. Won't Tommy Lee Jones be excited to hear that?